When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Hour two of Old School. Damian Daniels stopped by earlier. Appreciate it. Moose Morrison, look, he's hooking us up today because this is good. This is good. All right, we're still nibbling, and it's really good. So you can go to Mad Moose. Moose is Mad Fresh. And look it up on all the social media. And
the Moose is loose. I didn't even know about this dude.
I didn't either.
Salsa, small batch salsa hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not hot. See, his thing is, his mild is medium.
Mm-hmm.
His medium is hot. And his hot is fire. Moose, you got to change it. Moose Mad Fresh. You need to change it. He's on Facebook. Look, I'm looking right here. He's on Facebook and Instagram because he's Moose Mad on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Moose for You on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And look, he has a little palms in here to say that he's letting you know, get you a little good feeling and read it before you start to wish you had some water.
Yeah, I mean, it's fresh small batch salsa guacamole hummus, and yeah, it's just all really good.
Right.
So
yeah, and he's on Twitter. I don't know what his Twitter is. It's not on his package.
It's on his card.
His Twitter is Moose Mad Fresh. Moose is Mad Fresh on Twitter. It's good.
It's Moose's plural, like possessive.
Yeah.
Moose's.
With no apostrophe, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Moose's.
So it's all good.
You can do that. And then we had Damian Daniels just came in. He went to the Beatrice Bakery cake store. He's a happy boy today.
Oh, yeah. He's doing it. And this is probably the perfect day to eat it, right?
Right. You got a day off, right?
Yeah. Like, well, yeah, they work today, but I'm just saying it's, you know, crappy outside. You know, it's Netflix and chill.
Yeah, you know. And then Derek Walker's on his way because he's got to come get vegetables and cake.
He is. Derek Walker's coming?
Walker's coming about 5:30, somewhere around there. He'll show up and we can pat him on the back because
He did work on Saturday morning.
Whew.
Why did they have the game at 11?
Probably get it out of the way. It's an exhibition game. You don't want to compete with stuff, right?
I mean,
that would make sense. You're not competing with football. Give folks a chance to come in and get it in. Student athletes can get back to studying and do what they need to do, you know. I know normally during the season.
Well, yeah, because they got to go back to college. Colorado had to go back, so at least they can get back.
Yeah. I mean, especially it's an exhibition game, so you don't want to have to do that. Plus, you had a lot of recruiting families in.
Yeah.
And so they got to get home.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, you got to catch those flights out of Lincoln and Omaha.
Well, you got to spend some time with Ramel Lloyd and his
dad. I saw that, yeah.
Yeah,
now, Rock. How tall is his son?
So his son, I want to say Ramel's 6'6 and a half.
Because he's a little bit taller.
Pops is 6'5 and a half.
Yeah, because he's a little taller than his dad.
And it was, to tell you, so Pops played for me in the CBA, in the ABA. And there were nights when Rock Lloyd, look, we were loaded.
Yeah.
Like, we had a team, this team we had in California that I ran. We had Olden Polynice was at center. we had Clay Tucker from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We had Nick Shepard from LSU, Big Nick. So we had 2 7-footers.
Yeah.
and Rock would play the small forward. Or we could switch him to guard and let him go to work. Rock. Look, we played the Long Beach Jam, who were loaded. This is when Dennis Rodman was out there. You talked to Boosie. They were loaded. And Rock Lloyd put on an exhibition of just getting buckets.
Right.
Like, just buckets. He would catch it on the way. He could shoot the three, three-level score, all that. And he had, over the course of three games, he had like 115 points.
Right. He was in the zone.
Against pros, right?
Yeah.
And then you just went, okay. And Rock will tell you that his son's a better player than he is.
Well, that's good. That means he worked with him and pushed him, and his son wants to be better. I saw like a little picture where he must have been like working out his son.
Well,
so, yeah, and he's coming to Nebraska. That's good.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good thing when you – you know, look, I went to the first exhibition against Peru State, and one thing that stuck out to me versus last year is the way that they look, the depth of the team. Because you generally, even no matter who you're playing in the exhibition or non-con, you can tell if a guy can play basketball very, very shortly or very quickly, right? And when you got a Eduardo Andre coming off as like you're like 10 or 11, that's a good problem to have, you know, because I like, here's what I like about him, and I like the whole team, but here's what I liked about him. He plays within himself. Now, man, I know that there, you know, there's stuff that needs to get better in practice, and I'm not by no means, you know, a quasi-Nebraska, University of Nebraska basketball coach. Know a little bit about basketball. I love basketball. I like it because he has strong hands. He can catch the ball, and he can catch the ball, and he's decisive of what he's going to do, whether he's going to try to and I like it that he laid it up on both sides, right? And then he made quick decisions out of, like, I call it the dummy double team, where it's not a fully a double team, but he anticipated enough so it couldn't be a full double team. But when he's your, like, guy that you're getting in, you know, last, like, quarter of the game, that's a good problem to have. He's got good size. He's got a big frame that could get even bigger. He could put on 15 pounds and not look any different.
Right.
And they got depth. They got size. They got toughness. You know, with the, like, Trey McGowan's, you know, you got to, you know, he's a legit dog. You know, he's in there. And then you got his little brother, the baby-faced assassin, that's kind of, you know, silky smooth, plays at good pace, whether he wants to play fast, slow, medium, and then he can kind of do it all. I mean, they got a nice-looking team. And you got Derek Walker, got the size in there, and they can battle. I like their team, man, and they all seem like they like each other. They all want the best, which is to be the best team that they can be. I'm sure they push each other in practice, so that's going to make them better individually, so it only can help them. And there's no – and when you got Webster coming off, you got Webster who towards the end of last year was that guy. When he's coming off late, not late, but, you know, later than he did last year, that's an even better problem. Because just say – you know, one guy's nicked up, one guy may be struggling, and you need a spark, you know you can go to him. And that's really good. I like the way they play, man. And, you know, you know, we're talking about NASA championship, most likely not, but it's going to be a good season for this, you know, basketball program.
And just so folks don't trip, I mean, you coach basketball.
Yeah.
Like,
and I played high-level high school basketball. Yeah,
because I had somebody ask me that question yesterday at the game, and I said, "Yeah, does Jay know basketball?" I'm like, "Jay coaches basketball now."
Yeah,
like what do you?
I coach eighth graders, but
still,
hey, the way eighth graders play, sometimes it's a question to me when I'm driving home. What am I doing? Why am I doing it? Why am I here? And is this really basketball? Because there was a time, and I'll text you guys a picture. You guys aren't allowed to tweet this out.
Right.
That I was so frustrated with my boys that I put my sunglasses on because I wanted to go to a happy place. Like, I was out, say I was in Dominican Republic on the beach, having a little Mai Tai, sitting there, getting a little tan. I just put my sunglasses on and just stared off into the abyss. And you know what's messed up? It was – so I didn't want to just, like, lose my stuff. I said, you know what? I'm just going to just have me a Musa moment. Take me a couple minutes while they were playing. And I was like, you know what? Either they're going to come back and get it together or not. But I'm going to go to my happy place. But the messed up part about it, the parents were over there taking pictures. And then they had like a chain text laughing. Like, and laughing at me because their kids out there giving me more gray hairs. I told them I got a big gray hair spot here. That's for my daughters, right? And, of course, mixed in. This right here or wherever it is my, for my daughters. And then I got like a little... I call it the frost on my little pond over here. I still got my hair, but it's a little frosty up here. But all the other spots here, you know, the beard, that's my basketball boys. So, yeah, I coach. I know a little bit about basketball. I love basketball. Love watching basketball. Here's what I say. Like, football, I think, is the – football and hockey, in my opinion, are the two – with head and shoulders above the two best team sports out there.
Okay.
Right? Teaching you teamwork, life skills, and all that. And I think football, athletically – is just up there with basketball when you take the individuals, right? But on a night-to-night basis, I think basketball players, especially you're talking about NBA players, are the best athletes. But I will say this. When basketball is played correctly, it's the most beautiful sport to watch, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
They had a couple of 6 and 7 possession open threes Sunday morning that I laid in and I just went, okay, this tells me.
I get more excited when I'm coaching basketball when we run a concept and we miss a shot because it's teaching them something that has nothing to do. The makes and misses are good.
You don't control.
You don't. You could shoot the ball and then you're playing on a tight rim, bangs in and goes out. You could play on a loose rim and goes in. But ultimately, learn how to play basketball is the most important thing.
Web Blanket says this. He says, I hope I'm wrong, but I need to see consistent rebounding and reliable post defense before I buy into Husker hoops. NBA positionless basketball doesn't win in the Big Ten. Wrong. Maryland, Rutgers, Michigan,
Golden State.
He said in the Big Ten. But those three teams run. It's identical work.
Yeah.
And if you didn't watch the exhibition yesterday, what happens with strong rebounding teams is that they have to concede. And if you're going to allow Nebraska to get out front with its rebounds, even on a made basket, if you got bigs underneath, you're in trouble.
Yeah, they're going to get out in the break, and they got enough size to finish at the rim.
Yeah, this is not last year's team.
It's not a 6'2 guard trying to take it in there. You got 6'6 dudes that can get up and jam it down your throat. But, you know, to be honest with you, I mean, he's a little bit right. One thing that last year was really, really prominent because Nebraska wants to get up a lot of shots, right? Mm-hmm. So the way to, you know, of course, you can get it and throw it up court and you get into your, I call it secondary break. Mm-hmm. They, you know, whatever they call it, get it up and whether you get a transition three or get into like a pick and roll or a handoff series and mm-hmm. get downhill and drive and kick, whatever fancy names you want to call it, mm-hmm. you can do that. But what really helps that, where you can get that type of offense and good possessions, is defensive rebounds. You know what I'm saying? Because offensive rebounds with this type of offense isn't going to be prominent, except for if we're playing a team that's not really a good defensive rebounding team, because then we'll be able to follow our shot and then go back into the offense. So defensive rebounds is really good.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The one thing I like to say about post defense, you know what helps out post defense? Ball pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Relentless ball pressure. Because then you're going to be able to play passing lanes, both ball side and backside. If you got active hands and active feet, it's going to make the passes in the post a little bit harder. So then, therefore, the guy that is ball side, it can, I call it ghost double, where you kind of fake like you're doubling, and then the guy passes it back out. Now you're playing with house money because now we're playing to our strength. So it's a little bit different. Yes, we do need to rebound well, but one, because we got enough guys that can score the basketball, and you want more opportunities. That's how you do it.
And this is a unique collection of shooters. This is a unique.
They
situation.
Can actually shoot. I'll tell you, this is an APB or all points bulletin, right? Is that what you do? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They actually last year they wanted to shoot, they couldn't shoot. This year they can shoot. They can shoot the basketball to the point that where you know what, you're going to be surprised if Nebraska's laying up bricks at and stuff like that. So they got real shooters.
I like the fact, and again, even Buzzy Carruthers and the players themselves will tell you, we got to rebound better. Like, yeah. we got to cut
that. That's everybody,
down.
Though. Just because you're down. A big guy doesn't mean it's all on Derek Walker.
Well, they want guards to participate. Right. But the guard, here's the thing, those guards figured out, look, man, I get out front, I'm getting an open three.
Right.
Like, I'm getting an open
That's
look.
All great and dandy, but when you get in against teams that are like athletic ability, like minded, good teams, you're going to have to get your butt up in there. And instead of getting, say, four threes a game, you might have to be okay with two and then settle in for a couple 15, 18-footers.
Well, I like –
because when you hit a dagger in somebody's face, when I bust that thing in your face and I'm just looking at you with stone face, I like that. I want to hit that thing dead in your face.
That was goggles yesterday.
Bill Walton?
He dragged their big out the deep water.
Yeah.
And the first time the dude tried to go under and goggles stepped back, busted him up.
Yeah.
Then next trip down, he had a bad call, but the next trip down, goggles came through, ran him off a little swirl screen, got back out the top, and just looked at dude like, oh, you're not going to get here? Okay. Bang. Another three. The place went crazy with that because – that's what having the type of bigs that Nebraska has does
to other teams' bigs. They're not used to playing out there.
They don't want to.
This is what people want to say. Really good defensive teams have bigs that can defend or what I like to call hold their water against guards, small forwards, and the pick and roll. That's why a guy like Kendrick Perkins when he was with the Celtics and before he started getting hurt in Kevin Garnett. That's why they were so good. Yes, they scored a ton of points because they had Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, and Paul Pierce. Mm-hmm. But what really made them good is that they were able to switch and play a different guys. When the Miami Heat, they didn't have a lot of size, but when you had multiple guys,
Shaq was just coming off the bench to be big when they needed big.
When they had multiple guys that could switch, you can't do anything.
Well, they were in the two recent versions of Miami that made.
Oh, the first one.
Go back to the original one where look, they made the NBA, I believe, the conference finals with Matt Geiger at center.
Yep. So and Alonzo Mourning was, I guess, starting.
Mm-hmm.
Really not starting. It was like, you've been here for so long, you're still going to stay. Yeah. Alonzo Mourning and Shaq and my man Gary Payton coming off the bench, the glove.
Yeah.
Do you know who the glove is? I know Gary Payton. Okay, you know Gary Payton? Mm. You know him personally? you know the homeboy at Gary Payton?
That's funny.
Do you know where he's from?
That's funny.
He's from Oakland. You know what he told Jason Kidd? He told him, what'd he say? He's like, your name is Ason. And he said, why? He's like, because he's like, you ain't got no J. You ain't got no jumper.
One of the great smack talkers ever. One of the great smack talkers ever. They know that they need to rebound. We know they need to rebound. It's a big part of it. We're talking about such a – I'm not talking about dominating in Big Ten. I'm talking about being competitive every night where they weren't and haven't been.
Yeah.
And this team has elevated some things that will make them competitive every night.
Right.
And Colorado had four bigs, guys over 6'9", 6'10".
Well, they were Sweet 16 last year.
Well, they were round of 32.
Yeah, round of 32.
Round of 32. So, okay. When they walked in the building yesterday, they look like a Big Ten team.
Yeah.
They look like a Big Ten team, and look what happened.
They shot
32%.
I'm going to tell you the team, when I saw them up close and personal play, I was like, damn, these dudes is big. Like, big, like, for real big.
Mm-hmm. It
was Michigan. When they're like two guard, two or three, with 6'8", 225.
And Rutgers. Maryland.
But Michigan, like 225 on 6'8", he was a big dude.
And they had five dudes over 6'10".
Right. And then also I was at the game when Nebraska played Maryland.
Ooh,
and the dude dunked on and they dunked on the dude. And I think everybody was mad because he stepped on him, right?
Yeah.
But playing enough basketball, you know when he's gonna do it. And I saw it in slow motion. I was like, oh no, this is not gonna end well for the guy from where he was from Nebraska because he was an offensive lineman. He actually probably would have been a good.
Oh, Brandon 11. Banks.
No. He's from Nebraska out there Gothensburg. Was that you?
No, that was the mic. That was the coil on the mic.
Oh, okay. I was like, dang. But he's from Gothenburg. He was a football player too, but then he decided to play basketball. Big old dude.
I had no idea.
A couple years ago.
That's hilarious.
Tanner Borkhart.
Yeah.
Tanner Borkhart.
That's who got bammed on, right?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
That was ugly.
That's funny. No, look.
I thought you let one rip there, Nick.
No, he leaned in. It was just the way he looked at it.
But the way But the way you lifted up of your leg, I was like, yeah, you didn't let that thing ride.
They used to call, before I got here, they called the studio the fart box.
Oh, because look at Jake. There he is. Look at Jake. You've been summoned. Yeah. And it starts with the early show.
Oh.
Because you know you and Stimp, you guys are so angry and so negative, you guys wake up with bad guts.
You know they just fart up, on each other right. All for 2 hours.
Don't answer the phone.
For 2 hours.
One time I called in, I was headed to the airport or something. They ain't answer. Talking about the phone ain't ringing. You know they got bad guts.
Yeah.
He's up there letting hot farts go off in here.
No. We had no producer that day. I would have gladly taken your call, Jay.
Then I texted in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then,
I know you texted in.
And nobody answered my text.
You didn't text the text line.
It's the same number you call in, right?
I don't remember seeing your text. What did
exactly.
it say?
You got amnesia.
Can you go back and see what it said? I would like to know what the text said.
I'm about to find it right now.
See, Jake, and Jake could – here's what's funny. If people called here now, uh-huh. even if there was no producer over there, we would probably still answer it and go, hey, who's this?
Well, that can be dangerous sometimes,
okay,
as we know.
But you got the dump button, right?
I could have taken the call.
Did you just get the text
I sent? Yeah.
Yeah, so that means you
what
didn't
did
know.
It say?
I just said hello.
That's how all you said?
Nick, you have to
What was your initial text?
Put that in under Adele.
I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was, but it was.
Was
you
it
saying,
about the Bills and Dolphins in some regard?
Yeah, and I said no way they win.
Right, like it's a full dump.
I
now.
Didn't say they were going to beat
the Bills. DP, you can click on his name and just see his previous text messages all the way back from 2017.
What do you got there, Nick?
Nothing. I ain't exposing somebody.
Oh, this is
no, probably at me.
They're actually not. They're actually just fine. It says.
Oh, it's just the first one.
Yeah.
It's just the first one that's special. Jay, you got to see your first text. Your first one is hilarious.
He probably remembers it too.
Jake,
can you see it?
I didn't see it. What did it say?
All right.
This is the best one.
The third one?
I'm gonna keep mentioning it.
I'll keep saying it until
you guys say it.
He goes, I'll keep saying it.
That must have been when Mike Riley was here, right?
When you mentioned everybody.
2017.
Mike Riley was here?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I'll say it now. I sent in a text, people out here, in 2017. When was Mike Riley officially let go? 18?
No, 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 2017.
Was it the end? Was it the end of the season?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So November.
I thought Frost was hired on December 2nd, 2018.
No, this was incorrect. November. This was November of 2017.
He coached in 2018.
That's right. He got hired on December 2nd.
So this was November of 2017.
November what?
November 11th.
Okay, who did we play? Probably the 10th.
Right.
Minnesota. Is that 54-17 terrible game?
I said, for you texters out there, you people out there listening, if people always think like I'm a homer, no. I sent in the text and nobody was replying because I think Sipple was on the line.
He kept
and
saying,
you were too. I said, "What I say?" I said, "What is big?" I said, "What is Big Moose waiting for?" Bill Moose. What are you waiting on?
Uh-huh.
Right. And then I said, "Fire everyone right now!" Right. and then you sound like
an irrational Jake over here.
Right,
huh?
Hold on. Nobody was responding. And so then I said, I'm going to keep saying this until somebody responds.
Oh.
And I never got a text back.
Oh, this
It was the 54-21 loss at Minnesota.
The Demery Croft day. Yeah.
Oh,
if it was me, you ain't even getting on the plane. We got a coach ticket for you at Minneapolis Airport, which is, and by the way, if you ever have a layover, it's one of the best airports in the nation. You know what I'm saying? It is. There's tons of stuff to do.
What are you doing at an airport?
Well, if you got a long layover, you want to be able to go places to eat. Patience, entertainment. They got a PGA golf store in there.
A lot of airports have that.
It's an international airport. It's nice and clean. You're right next to the Mall of America if you have an over 3 hour layover.
Do you leave the airport to go to the Mall of America?
If I'm not staying in the airport for 8 hours if I got a long layover during the winter.
I've never had an 8 hour layover before.
Well, planes are delayed.
This is spectacular.
But back to you, Jake. You never responded to the text.
Well, I apologize.
No, your apology is not accepted.
Wait.
Okay, that's fine. I'll have to earn your respect again.
Yeah.
Time out. DP, those ones were sent in at 2:45 and 2:48 p.m.
Oh, no, it was afternoon.
Yeah, that wasn't to me.
That wasn't
I'm
to Jake.
I'm off the hook, man. I'm who off was the hook.
That, what time? Who was on?
Is that Brett Kane?
Who maybe? Was on the Who was on the air at that point in time?
I don't know. 2017.
It was Mike Schaefer.
No, it was not Schaefer.
Schaefer was not here.
That's so funny.
Would Happer have been part of that?
I think probably. Brett Kane.
Okay.
Probably.
And Bach?
Yes.
Jake was there too. Jake was doing his segment. He was on there. I remember.
Well, yeah.
And the best part, I just like to not bury the lead, but the best part is Jake Foreman had an alias. That's the best part of all this.
Jake hey, Foreman.
Johnny from the South Side. Yeah. That's the best. He was. Oh, let's throw it to break. We're running late. Oh, man. More goodies. We'll go back to the text line when we come back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.